I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Joseph Chow is joining me live on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline, Regional Medical Director at Western New York Immediate Care. In the headlines, more often than not, it seems, deli meat, frozen waffles, pancakes, hamburgers, listeria recalls, and E. coli concerns making headlines. Dr. Chow, why are we seeing this so much more frequently, do you think?
Yeah, Susan, morning. You're right. We are seeing these more frequently. I think when you see how we get food from essentially the farm to our tables, that the journey is much longer. It's not just, hey, it's a farm down the street. We're eating more processed foods, which means there's more process and steps to get the food to us. And so the more steps there are, there's more capability and possibility of contamination. When you take a look at also where we get our foods, we're getting foods from far away, we're importing foods. So the more steps it takes for the food to get to our tables, the more chances there are of contamination.
You would think that we would be doing a better job protecting the food supply in 2024, but is it all of that processed food which you just mentioned?
Yeah, I think processed food is just one of the multiple issues. You have others. There could be bacteria that becomes more resistant to medications, to antibiotics, again, importing foods, and really the wide distribution of foods also. We're also eating, trying foods in new ways. For many instances, we are eating more fresh foods, vegetables. And so once we do that, again, the likelihood of contamination increases. For drinking products or beverages that are not pasteurized, that also increases the likelihood of contamination. So I don't think it's just one single factor. I think it's really just the evolution of food that we eat and how we get food to our table.
You know, in the newest case involving McDonald's, it does seem to be suspected slivered onions that is the source here of this outbreak. That's right. Produce. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, really. I know when it first happened, there was a question on whether it's the beef, whether it's produce. So you can see it can come really from all different angles. There's a lot of areas to try to prevent these things, such as cooking your meat thoroughly and ensuring that the handling of the food is proper. But also with the slivered onions, if it comes from, again, one source or multiple sources, really we have to trace back to see where that can come from. Otherwise, it can spread, as you can see, it can spread quite to many different states. So, yeah, certainly concerning from that standpoint that if it comes from one area, you can see how many states that it does affect. And again, that's just, I think, one of the byproducts of how food is now sent out to multiple areas.
You know, you often hear someone say, well, cook it thoroughly and that'll kill any bacteria. Is that true?
Well, you should really. There's certain temperatures for different kind of bacteria and different kind of meats, and that's why it's so important to ensure that the food is cooked to the proper temperature. It's become very popular, I can say, even in my household, where we have the digital thermometer to ensure that the food is cooked properly. And so not every single food has to be completely charred and black. You can still get the desired level as long as the food is cooked to the right temperature. If you do it properly, typically, you will kill the bacteria, but keep in mind, again, that's only one part of the process. You still have to handle the food even before you prep and while you prep in your household. You may have food that's surrounded by other foods. You may use the same, well, hopefully you don't, but you may use the same board, but try to keep those separate from foods that are meat products and uncooked from your other utensils. If you wash things, keep in mind that the food can be splattered also. So cooking is just one aspect of it. Along the entire journey of preparing your food, you need to ensure that you keep everything clean also.
Freezing a food item, does that kill off bacteria?
So in our case that we had with the boar's head of listeria, some of these bacteria can be very hardy. So freezing, putting it in the refrigerator will not kill it. And so really it's the heating the foods and ensuring that they're cooked. So to answer your question, not all of them. Listeria is a great example of that.
When food is recalled, I mean, it's not something to ignore. Listeria can be very serious, can it? Even fatal.
That's right. And even the most recent with the E. coli, I think there was already one fatality. So that's right. And when there are recalls, it's important that if you do develop symptoms, that you have that really the entire public and clinicians and patients understand that, hey, is there something else that's a common bond to it? And so if you take a look at some of the symptoms, for example, let's say listeria, many of the symptoms are almost flu-like with achiness and flu. And so just that added piece of information that you can provide and just to be the public is cognizant of hey, wait, there's a outbreak of this kind of food. Did I ingest it? It's another piece of information that really can help clinicians detective work, so to speak, and find out, okay, what could be the cause, whether it's a virus or could it be some kind of foodborne illness. So, yeah, it is very important for everybody to be aware if there's any recalls, if there's any kind of foods that you may have ingested in an area that has some of these recalls. So absolutely important for that.
Yeah. What is the biggest concern, that it gets into your bloodstream or even the spinal cord?
That's right. So for these bacteria, you know, when we're talking about E. coli, typically the E. coli, the most severe symptoms can actually cause kidney failure. It can cause clotting in the small blood vessels and cause multi-system damage. You know, for listeria, that's right. And listeria can get into the central nervous system. You can get confusion, seizures, form of meningitis. So, yes, the vast majority of people who get these infections will do just fine. And how many times have you or others maybe eaten something and said, hey, I may have gotten a little stomach upset or food poisoning, and you get better after a day or two and you keep moving on. For those that are at a bit of a higher risk, whether you're elderly, immunocompromised, in the case of listeria, also pregnancy, those folks need to be really careful and cognizant of their symptoms because, yes, like you said, some of these can become quite serious.
All right. But the symptoms can look like the flu or something else, a stomach bug, right? Have to know when to seek attention.
That's exactly right. You know, for the stomach bugs, again, for the stomach with the E. coli, typically that should resolve on its own after several days. If you feel that, hey, these symptoms are going on for more than a few days, certainly if you're not drinking fluids very well, if you're not holding it down, if you start seeing blood when you go to the bathroom, whether going to the bathroom with your bowels or urination, certainly that needs to be checked on. In a similar fashion with the listeria, the outbreak that we had, beyond, usually the flu symptoms, even if it's from the flu, typically will get better after a few days or start to improve. If you find that things are going the other way, the trajectory instead of improving is actually worsening and you feel, more sick, maybe even a little bit of confusion, that's when you need to cut and say, I need to call a healthcare provider here.
Wow. Hey, I've learned a lot. Dr. Chow, thanks so much.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
Dr. Joseph Chow is Regional Medical Director at Western New York Immediate Care.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.